Oh, yeah. That's Tom Petty. As I've said before on this show, one of the most consistently solid rock and roll artists in the history of rock and roll. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich in at 5 and my buddy Steve Cochran at 6. Saturday is Record Store Day, and it's going to be a big celebration all over the world, actually. And one of our participants of Record Store Day is our friend Jim Hankey. Jim is a vinyl expert. He also hooks us up with a lot of really great bands that you hear coming into this studio that we interview and we hear live music of. Jim does promotion for a lot of those bands. And he's also the host of a podcast called Vinyl Emergency, of which I am the guest on the latest episode of Vinyl Emergency. And Jim and I did the interview here right in this room. Yeah. On last Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
Sunday night.
I told you off air. It feels like we just did this.
Yeah.
It's like I just left
Well,
here.
It's only been about 4 days.
I know.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me again.
So let's talk first of all a little bit about your background and how you got into vinyl and became the crazy vinyl expert that you are.
Oh, geez. Well, I grew up with a lot of records around my parents' house. The Beach Boys, Patsy Cline, Roy Orbison, CCR. Those are a lot of things I grew up listening to on vinyl, and then fell out of it with the CD revolution and digital, obviously. And then, probably 5 or 6 years ago now, my wife kind of knew how big of a record or how big of a music fan I was.
Yeah.
And kind of said, you know, for a guy who appreciates artwork and the time put into albums, like, why not give vinyl a try? And that kind of got me hooked, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been a writer on and off for modern-vinyl.com for several years, interviewed some bands through that. And then started the podcast, Jim Leskowski, who people have heard fill in for either Eric or Colin on the movie episodes here, reached out to me and asked if I wanted to do a vinyl podcast and did, and that's kind of how it got started. So your episode was episode 13. We started in mid-January, and it's been going really great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do, and I've heard some of them, and they're great, and you do a really good job.
Awesome, thank you.
So the vinyl revolution, and it is a bit of a revolution, wouldn't you say? I mean, it has really taken on a life form of its own.
Exactly. I was going to pull up some numbers here from last year if we're talking just about total sales and stuff like that. They continue to grow. Last year, vinyl sales jumped up 30% as opposed to 2014.
Wow.
That's about just under about 12 million records sold. Now, that sounds a lot for vinyl, and it is, but it only makes up 5% of the total music sales in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you're moving like, you know, 11.92 million units a year, and that's just new records. We're not talking about used records or anything like that.
Right.
So newly manufactured vinyl. And that's up from about 9 million that it was back in 2014. So each year now, consistently, for like the last 10 or 12 years, we're seeing jumps all the time.
Has anybody figured out why this has happened? Especially with the younger generation, because a lot of the millennials are getting into it as well.
Absolutely. You know, I think it is about a tangible object. I mean, when you're a movie reviewer, when you see a movie or even on a TV show, you can see in the main character's apartment quite often they have a turntable and records. And that's not part of the scene, but it's there.
Right.
So because they want to establish maybe that character cares about something, or, you know, it looks better than having a propped up iPod or something there, obviously.
Right, right.
So I think it's got a lot to do with appreciating tactile objects again. There's going to be, like any fads, and I hate to call vinyl a fad because I don't believe that it is, but you're going to have that those peaks and valleys of people wanting to get back to the roots of things and that sort of stuff. So I think that's got a lot to do with it. I think people want to hold something in their hand and look at the artwork we talked about on our podcast. You can download an album off iTunes or something, but you're only getting the front of that cover. Remember that albums you would turn it over. You would open it up if it was a gatefold.
Right.
Look at the lyric sheets inside.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so different than being able to hear it on your phone.
Yeah. And it's a different experience. And I think an experience that I'm old enough to have had plenty of.
Oh, sure.
You know, but a lot of people who are younger than I am have never had that experience. So I think it's a whole new thing for them to feel.
Absolutely.
Now, that we played Tom Petty.
Yeah.
At the top here of the segment. And the reason is that they're releasing, Tom Petty is releasing, there's some big releases that are coming out on records.
There are a lot. I've got a list here of some that jump out to me. But Petty actually is associated with two of them, one of which is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. They've got a record called Kiss My Amps Volume 2. Hopefully you guys didn't have your hand on the dump button.
No, no, we're okay. It's amps.
So they're doing, it's a group of live songs and covers from artists like the Birds, Little Feet, the Monkees, and that sort of thing. So that's a full 12-inch album.
Wait, they're actually covering the Birds?
They are.
Wow.
Yeah, believe it or
that's
not.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then also there's going to be a 7-inch Tom Petty's old band before he started the Heartbreakers with Mike Campbell and Ben Montench called Mudcrutch. They actually have a new 7-inch coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
They do have a new album out coming out this year, and I think the 7-inch has one of those songs on it. And those are the Kiss My Amps is going to be limited to 7,500 copies. The Mudcrutch 7-inch will be limited to 5,000. So that's one thing, too, that we can talk about with Record Store Day is these releases come out, and they are limited.
Right.
You know, this is not something that you'll be able to pick up year-round necessarily.
Right. So so a lot of this stuff is get it now.
Exactly.
And get out there on Record Store Day.
Yep.
And what are you going to be doing on Record Store Day?
For the podcast, I'm actually going to be – this is going to be weird for me. I'm going to be actually driving to record stores in Wisconsin as well as in Illinois and interviewing people for the podcast, basically just asking them what they're picking up, what do they like about Record Store Day, when's the last time they were in a record store. Maybe this is their first time in quite a long time. But these lines, I want to be clear. You know, I want to encourage people to go out to record stores on Record Store Day, but people line up quite early.
Yeah.
Especially I went to the Reckless location in the Loop. Which is kind of the secret one. People don't think about the Broadway and Milwaukee ones very much. So the Loop one, I mean, there are people standing in line as early as, 6, 7, 8 a.m. sometimes to be able to get in there first. You know?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about some of the activities that are happening, and there's a lot of really cool stuff.
Oh,
performances,
yeah.
Everything is going on. Record Store Day is a big deal. Jim, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Jim Hankey's with me, vinyl expert, host of the Vinyl Emergency Podcast, of which I am the guest on the current episode, and we have a little contest. You have a little contest, Ryan.
That's right.
Associated with that episode.
I do.
And it involves Black Sabbath.
It sure does.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we got the news. And then afterwards, we'll talk more with Jim about Record Store Day. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. My future ex-wife. Mick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. Wild Card Wednesday, man. Get your songs in for requests a little bit later on. That, of course, is Madonna, Like a Virgin. And the reason we play that is because there's going to be a new release on Record Store Day. Record Store Day is this Saturday, April 16th. And Jim Hankey is with us, who is a vinyl expert, host of the podcast Vinyl Emergency. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, Nick.
Now, what's going on? What's the release on Record Store Day involving my future ex-wife?
Sure. So there's a 1984 EP released only in Japan that'll finally hit American shores on Record Store Day. So it's Like a Virgin with a couple different versions of Holiday, Borderline, and Lucky Star appearing on pink vinyl.
Oh, man.
Limited to 4,500 copies.
Oh, man.
And it's going to have a neat little thing with it. It's called an obi strip. When you buy a Japanese pressing of an album, they usually have the thing on the side that's written in Japanese. Maybe it has some of the lyrics or story about the album in Japanese. They're going to include that with the record,
cool.
too. So it's kind of neat.
Oh, that's awesome.
To keep it traditional. Like
that's
that.
Awesome. So, now, when did Record Store Day start?
The original idea was formed in 2007, and the first Record Store Day was in 2008. And basically, it was sparked by Free Comic Book Day, which I know you've covered on the show as well. And basically, record stores, independent stores, and record labels and people in the RIAA got together and decided, well, what can we do to have people still continue to go to record stores, their local mom and pop joints, to be able to support them? And that's what this was. So now it's in its eighth year. And basically, artists and record labels come together to create exclusive, limited releases to kind of get people through the door of the local mom and pop store.
And like we just mentioned the Tom Petty, and we just mentioned the Madonna thing.
Yeah, exactly. So there's hundreds of these releases coming out. And not all record stores are going to have them. That's a tough thing with this, is that because these are limited releases, some record stores, you know, a big chain like Amoeba out in California, they're going to get a lot more than, say, maybe a record store here in Chicago necessarily.
Right.
So you might go there and they might be out of that release. But in general, it's not about the releases. It's about supporting your local record store.
And getting out there and experiencing it. Now, there's going to be also like live performances.
Oh, yeah.
And guests and crazy events. Really,
absolutely.
Really great events all over the world on record store.
Yeah. Pinwheel Records, who we've had
Scott in
here with me.
Yeah.
They're going to have live music starting at 2 on Saturday. They're located in Pilsen. If you want to find out what's going on in your neighborhood, best thing to do is go to recordstoreday.com, and there's a portion in there where you can type in your zip code, and it'll pull up all the record stores in your area, and you can click and find out when they open, what kind of events they're having, and also just visit. If you know of a record store in your area, call them up or visit their website or their Facebook page and just find out what they're doing, because they're all going to be promoting these different events.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff, way too much to try and cover on the show.
Absolutely.
Because it's just crazy. But it's recordstoreday.com, and then you can find the stuff that's happening in your area.
Yes.
But get out there. I mean, it's really important to get out there and support the mom-and-pop record stores and buy some vinyl and get out there and experience it, especially because so many of the things that we've discussed and we are going to continue to discuss are exclusive for that day.
Correct.
And are going to be gone.
Yes.
And you'll want to get out to the record store.
Definitely.
And get them. And experience Record Store Day.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the idea that on your next podcast you're going to interview people. It's I know that you'll probably find some people who've never been to a record store before.
Yeah.
And that experience have never having been to a record store, that's kind of crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, because I grew up, going to record stores.
Right,
we talked about that on our show. On the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that experience is pretty amazing. So.
Yeah, I mean, the very first episode of the podcast, I kind of had a mashup of talking with a bunch of different people, collectors, record store owners, or people who have never even held a vinyl record.
Mm.
And just listening to their different stories about how they grew up listening to music. Some people are like, I can't even tell you how much a record costs these days. I have no idea. Why would I do that? I prefer to listen to music on my phone.
Right.
And other people talking about, well, no, it's the artist's intent of how they wanted this whole package to be in your hands and how it's their art.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting, and I think it will be interesting on Record Store Day to talk to that vast range of people again.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your podcast. It's Vinyl Emergency,
mm-hmm.
and it is part of the Now Playing Network.
Yes.
And nowplayingnetwork.net is Jim Leskowski's network, and he's got a bunch of podcasts there, and you're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you were kind enough to ask me to be a part of this episode.
Well, you were kind enough to be on it. It was a really treat for me.
Was fun. It was a lot of fun. And it's also a lot of fun because there are no FCC rules.
Yes.
On your podcast.
I want to make sure people know this. If you want to hear Nick D unfiltered, please go on. Just like you listen to the Nick D podcast every morning or afternoon when you wake up, you can find Vinyl Emergency there. Just go to the iTunes store, type in Vinyl Emergency. You'll pull it right up there.
Yeah.
People can subscribe and leave a rating and everything, too. But it was a really great chat. I learned a lot about I didn't know about your love for Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yeah, man.
So we talked about that quite a bit. But, yeah, this is a good chance to hear Nick completely unfettered.
Well, it's kind of how I talk when I'm not on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no, my personality is no different. You know, I mean, I'm the same guy
exactly.
off the air that I am on the air,
absolutely.
But I drop F-bombs once in a while.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, there's plenty of those.
But anyway, you can listen to that now. But also, the other thing, we want people to download the podcast and listen to it.
Sure.
It's available right now. You can go to soundcloud.com/vinylemergency. You can check it out at iTunes as well. And nowplayingnetwork.net.
Right.
And it's Vinyl Emergency, and the episode is 13.
Yes.
That's the one that
It'll be the one at the top of the screen wherever you're checking
it
out.
Right. And you'll see my ugly mug there, and you can listen to it. And it was a lot of fun to do and a lot of fun to talk about. But there's also like another reason why people should do this and download the podcast and listen to episode 13 with me and you on it. Because there's like a contest and it involves Black Sabbath. Tell everybody about this.
So I'm lucky enough through various connections to have labels and friends who want to give away records to increase listenership and that sort of thing. And being that Nick's favorite record, first record that he ever bought, was Black Sabbath's Paranoid.
That's right.
My good friend Billy Fields and some folks at Warner Brothers and Rhino were nice enough to hook me up with four 2016 reissues that Rhino Records did of Black Sabbath albums. So this includes the self-titled record, Paranoid, Master of Reality, and then Past Lives, which actually came out in 2002, which is a bunch of live recordings from 70 to 75.
Right.
So all four of those, and all those are double LPs. So you're getting eight records in all. And this contest is basically going through tonight, Wednesday, at 6 p.m. Central. And what you can do is go to all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, /Vinyl Emergency, and you're going to find the picture there that indicates the contest. Go ahead and like that and follow Vinyl Emergency on any of those social media platforms, and then leave a comment with the first album that you ever bought. I would love to know what everybody's first album, whether it's a CD, 8-track, record, anything, tape. Mm-hmm. I would love to learn that. And then I'll pick a winner from that and announce it on this Friday's show. All the Vinyl Emergency episodes come out Friday morning.
They come out on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So go to any of the social media platforms like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, /Vinyl Emergency, and like the contest, and yep. And then tell Jim what was your first record.
Yeah.
Because that's the question I ask every musician that comes in. I ask them what their first album was. Everybody tell your first album again?
Oh, it was on tape, and it was Aerosmith's Greatest Hits.
Aerosmith's Greatest Hits.
CD-wise, I remember CD-wise, it was both on the same day. It was Eric Clapton Unplugged.
Mm.
And Spin Doctors, Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
Of course, Spin Doctors were involved. Whatever happened to those guys?
Well, Chris Barron, the lead singer, lost his voice for a good period of time in the late 90s, early
2000s. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a really crippling lung or throat thing going on.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but they're back together. They're reunited.
And does he still have the crazy beard and the...
I think it's less crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. they're still playing, so...
The Spin Doctors. Now, if people are interested in starting a vinyl collection and doing that, the equipment that you need, I'm sure people have questions about where do I get a turntable, where do I get speakers, and if I get it, how do I maintain it? Can I get a needle? Can I get a stylus? Can I replace these things? What are some of the best ways for people who want to start collecting vinyl?
Well, the easiest thing I can explain it to people who have an older turntable, it really makes more financial sense to really go buy a new one now. It's going to be really tough to find the exact needle that you're going to need to replace on your old turntable.
Right.
It's just and things wear down over the years, and that can affect playback. Things can play too sped up. They can play too slow. Ideally, there's really good turntables that you can get for, as low as $99. A company called Audio Technica makes a push-button model that basically you just push a button, the arm comes up, goes over the record, and plays. And then if you want to stop it, you hit the stop button, and it does the same thing. My turntable is from a company called U-Turn, and it was a Kickstarter campaign, actually, by three college students in Boston who basically wanted to make an audiophile-level turntable but keep costs low. And that's a great turntable. Those go from anywhere from $179 to about $350, and those are great models as well. So it's tough to be able to replace things on your current turntable if it's something from the 50s, 60s, 70s. So I recommend probably going a route where you're buying a new one. But again, these can be pretty affordable.
Right. And you can, and because it's a newer model, it'll be easier to replace the stylus.
Oh, exactly.
Or anything.
Absolutely. Some of these companies that are making turntables, they're just not around anymore. So, it's going to be, you're going to be screwed trying to connect it.
Well, it's a great, and this weekend is the best. It was a really great way if you want to jump in, Record Store Day. And again, go to recordstoreday.com, find your local events. There's musical performances, there's concerts, there's special events, there's deals, there's new releases. And you can throw out some more titles in a little bit.
Oh, sure.
To get people to come out. In addition to Tom Petty and Madonna, there are so many more. Matthew Sweet, Girlfriend, one of my favorite albums of the 90s.
Absolutely. That's going to be a really cool thing. So Girlfriend is repressed. I actually sat down over the phone and talked with Matthew last year for Modern Vinyl, and let him know that Girlfriend was repressed, and he didn't know about it. That's a sad thing.
Oh.
Is that some of these companies buy up the domain and they're able to repress it. But the thing for Record Store Day is he's actually releasing Good Friend, which is parenthetical, another take on Girlfriend.
Right.
So it's limited to 4,000 copies. It's demos and live stuff associated with the Girlfriend album. There's actually a really great cover on that of Neil Young's Cortez the Killer.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Such a good song.
Yep.
So that'll be a really cool thing to pick up too.
Girlfriend, that album, my God, when that thing came out in 91, that's it.
Front to back.
Oh my God! There's not a not great song on that record.
You want to talk about? And he had a run. Altered Beast as well.
Phenomenal.
Is one of my favorite records
too.
This is a guy who. It's interesting when I interviewed him. He talked about He couldn't understand why record labels in his early years constantly wanted to have him on the album cover. He didn't want to do it. So he got to a point finally with Girlfriend where he's like, no, I don't want to be on the
album
cover.
Putting Tuesday Weld on the album cover.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I mean, that record is just unbelievable.
No, it's one of the best albums of the 90s. Yeah, absolutely, without question. All right, Jim, hang on a second. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Record Store Day and remind you again about how you can win some Black Sabbath vinyl if you like Jim's podcast, and you can listen to the podcast with me and all that cool stuff. More coming up right here on WGN. What a great album, man. Jeez. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's Matthew's Sweet Girlfriend. And as part of Record Store Day, it's a new version of that is coming out.
Yeah, yeah. And I keep forgetting. I forget the guitarist's name, but he had one of the guitars from Television on that whole album.
Mm-hmm.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
All the crazy guitar solos.
No, that album, that was one of those, my friends and I just went nuts when that record came out. I mean, it was like, if you got in my car, that's all you'd hear.
Yep.
It got to the point where people were like, just stop already. Such a great, great, great record.
Definitely.
A lot of stuff is happening for Record Store Day. Record Store Day is this Saturday, April 16th. It's a worldwide thing. Go out to your mom and pop record stores, buy some vinyl, support it, experience the actual experience of going to a record store. There's a lot of events. There's a lot of music. And some great releases. We just mentioned Girlfriend. We just mentioned Madonna, Special Like a Virgin. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers have some stuff out. Willie Nelson's got some stuff coming out exclusively for Record Store Day. And Jim Hanke, by the way, is here from Vinyl Emergency Podcast. What are some of the other really cool things that are coming out on Record Store Day?
Absolutely. So Cheap Trick. So just involved in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, obviously.
It's about time.
Yeah, so they're going to do a really cool thing. Everybody I know who collects vinyl has At Budokan. It's a gigantic record, and you can find it anywhere. It's not very rare.
Yeah.
But they're going to do a repress that's the complete concert. So the one that everybody has is only 10 tracks. This one's going to be 19.
Ooh.
So it's a double album and limited to 5,000. So that's going to come out on Record Store.
Oh, man.
Store Day.
Okay.
Let's see. Some other things. Green River, which is a band that Mark Arm and Steve Turner from Mudhoney and Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam were in long ago. They have some 1984 demos that are going to be pressed to vinyl for the first time, limited to 2,000. That's going to come with a concert flyer and sticker. CCR has a gigantic box set called 1969. It's going to have Green River, Bayou Country, Willie and the Poor Boys, all three of those LPs, plus three CDs, three 7-inches, two posters, a 60-page scrapbook, a promo photo on glossy photo paper, a bumper sticker, a replica ticket, and a lot
more
in a replica metal reinforced flight case.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's a really cool box set right there. Soul Asylum, Grave Dancers Union, that's their big album with Runaway Train. That hasn't seen vinyl in quite a few years. That's going to be out on red and green colored vinyl, limited to 4,000. The Monkees are going to have...
Esmeralda is going to have to listen up here.
Oh, yeah. We can play Where Would Esmeralda Buy That with this Monkees box set.
Yeah, explain what this is. Esmeralda's going to go nuts.
So this is all 9 of the Monkees albums on vinyl, plus a 10th album of B-sides and bonus content, limited to 3,000. So you're getting 10 LPs in one gigantic box. They're calling it the Classic Album Collection.
How about that, Esmeralda?
too much into the wall, they're going to have a guitar-shaped 7-inch of Saturday's Child with You Just May Be the One, limited to 4,500.
That's awesome.
So the Monkees are either, you can either spend a little bit on the 7-inch or just, you know, blow your paycheck on the big
on all 10 albums.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
So, there's a lot of stuff here. I mean, Fleetwood Mac is going to have an alternate version to Tusk. So it's a lot of alternate versions there. Iron Maiden's going to have a picture disc. The B-side of that picture disc is an interview. Do you remember when you would buy albums sometimes the bootlegs, and they'd have an interview on the B-side? Just very weird. A lot of cool stuff.
Great stuff, and it's all happening on Saturday. This Saturday is Record Store Day. RecordStoreDay.com, and you can find out where your local record store is and what the events are happening, what albums that you can get, and get out there and get to the record store and do the thing. Jack sends in a text that says, if a new vinyl record is made from a digital master tape, doesn't it defeat the whole purpose? I have heard of records being mastered from MP3 files.
That's totally correct. You have to be careful. There are certain labels I know of personally that are unfortunately sourcing their material from the digital files, and you just got to be careful with that stuff. We can't always guarantee that you're going to get the analog version of it there, but a lot of labels are. There's a lot of labels out there that are doing You know, really great work. The ORG label, I know, is one. They're, you know, getting these from the original sources.
So, right. Yeah. And then 773 Record says, as someone who has seen a lot of record covers, which one do you think is the coolest? Oh, man.
The coolest record cover ever?
Man, oh, man.
Oh, boy. What's your – I'd be interested to hear your
Well, there's a few that come – I mean, anything by Yes. Most, okay. Most of the covers of Yes. In the Court of the Crimson King, King Crimson, one of the most iconic album covers of all time. Sergeant Pepper.
Oh, yeah,
know,
definitely.
You know, Pepper is one of them.
Definitely. I mean, for me, I think, you know, I've never been a gigantic Rolling Stones guy, but I got to think Sticky Fingers with the zipper, like anything that
I have. I still have my zipper's broken, but I still have it.
You know, anything where it kind of breaks that. I hate to use the term the fourth wall, but, you know, where it comes out like that.
You know
really
what?
Cool.
I wonder if they've ever re-released. This is a question for you. Grand Funk Railroad had a record called Shining On.
OK.
Had an album called Shining On in the 70s. Right. And the record cover front and back were in 3D. And you had 3D glasses that were perforated and included on the front cover.
Oh, nice.
You would pop the 3D glasses off and hold them in front of your eyes, and then you can look at the record cover, which was in crazy 3D.
Oh, totally.
And I don't know if, I mean, if they reissued that album cover,
oh,
that would
God,
be fantastic.
That would be really awesome.
It's called Shining On. The album is called Shining. It's a good album, too.
Yeah.
And I want to say it came out in 77 or 76, something around
that
time period. But that's one of my favorite album covers. Yeah. I remember because you would get the album and then the 3D glasses were shaped like two stars.
Oh, okay,
You would pop it out and hold it in front of your eyes.
You look like Bootsy or something.
Yeah, exactly right. You look like Bootsy Collins, and then just like looking at the record because the record was in 3D and it had all the all this crazy. And it looked like it was in outer space.
That's insane.
Yeah. So that was a really crazy record.
There's another one. The Bee Gees album Odessa. It's like velvet.
Oh,
velvet cover? I think it's Odessa. I could be wrong. You know, those are some crazy things.
And then finally here, what's the best way? Edward has a question. What's the best way to clean a vinyl record?
Wow, there's a couple different ways. There's if you're just looking to get dust off it, there's vinyl brushes where you can – anytime I put a record on, I'm using a vinyl brush to just get the dust off it. But if you're doing a really deep clean, there's a Spin Clean. The company is actually called Spin Clean. You could look that up. That's got some solution there where you can kind of put the record vertically and kind of spin it through this wash, and it kind of cleans that out. Or if you've got a lot of money to spend, there's things called VPI machines, which are basically vacuums where you can kind of like put a record down in its own little turntable area, and a little arm comes out and literally vacuums the record, but those are quite expensive.
Okay. All right. And then let everybody know again about Vinyl Emergency. The podcast number 13 is the one that I'm guesting on, and this contest that you have for the Black Sabbath records.
Yep.
Ends tonight.
Yes. At 6 o'clock Central. So people can go to SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Vinyl Emergency or on iTunes, just like you listen to the Nick D podcast, go ahead and punch in Vinyl Emergency. You'll find it there. But go to all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram /Vinyl Emergency. Follow me and then like the photo associated with the Black Sabbath contest. Comment with the first album that you ever bought. And then I'm going to pick a winner from all those people. We've got over 100 entries now. So if you want to enter and win 4 Black Sabbath LPs, definitely do that.
On vinyl. And it's the first Black Sabbath album, which is legendary.
Oh, definitely.
Paranoid, which is the first record I ever bought. Master Reality and Past Lives, all on vinyl.
Absolutely.
And they're double records. So you get
double records, 180 grams. So they're heavyweight. They are not prone to warping.
Right.
These are brand new from our friends at Warner Brothers and Rhino.
Okay. So go to the social media, like the picture with the contest on it, and download the podcast and listen to the podcast. It was a lot of fun doing that, man.
Yeah, it was great.
It was cool.
It was super great.
And again, Vinyl Emergency, you can check it out on Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud and all that cool stuff.
Yes.
Jim, always a pleasure, man.
And thank you so much.
And have fun on Record Store Day.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you soon. We'll take a quick break. The news is next.